Early Childhood Ireland is speaking today and this week to our thousands of members around the country and our hundreds in Donegal who are reopening this week and next week for the new preschool year. As we know, there are, you know, tens of thousands of children getting excited to go to their preschool this week and next week, and some for the very first time. And what we are saying, what Early Childhood Ireland is saying, is to welcome and good luck to all of our members who are reopening for these children. And what we are also doing is preparing for the forthcoming budget, because we want government to think about what's in the best interest of children as we approach what very many of the politicians are talking about, the next budget, which should be a children's budget. I mean, we really welcome that. We really welcome the increased investment over the years in early childhood education and care. But there are very significant issues that mean that we need to double down on planning and levels of investment in order to make sure that our sector attracts and retains the great staff that we have, and that there are sufficient places in the right towns and villages around the country for parents that need it. And the government needs to continue its focus on affordability, because as we know, early years can cost quite a lot out of a family's budget. We require a highly qualified workforce. But in order to make sure that they continue to be motivated and continue to want to continue to work with our youngest children, they need to be well paid. They need to receive the same kinds of terms and conditions of employment that everybody wants. They need pension schemes, good maternity benefits and so on. But that means that we have to have a good long planning cycle. We need to see where people are living, and we need to make sure that there are places for those children, and crucially, that there are staff, well-qualified staff available in those places to work with those children. So we're saying the very best of luck, and we're wishing everybody well as they plan for the reopening. And we're saying to government, make good on your promise of making this a children's budget, and think about what's in the best interest of children in terms of the next levels of investment for the early years.
Are we in a situation where your members are being treated not as educators, but as babysitters?
Sometimes people use that analogy when they talk about early years, but nothing really could be further from the truth. All of our staff are professionally trained and qualified. We have a very high level of graduates leading the early years education in settings around the country. So while some people might casually or flippantly talk about being treated or treating that our sector is for babysitting, I mean, that's not the case. Nobody would ever think about schools in that way, and certainly Early Childhood Ireland wouldn't think of its members in that way. We all know the work that they do in terms of their own professional development. We all know the work that they have to do in terms of their continuing professional development, their relationships with children, their relationships with parents. So nothing really could be further from the truth. And we every day are really proud of the work that they do, that our members do with the children and their services. And I think that when we hear from parents, that parents really value how they work with their children as well.
And presumably when you say you want the next budget to be a children's budget, that means a budget that meets the needs of children, not necessarily a budget that meets the needs of parents, because the two mightn't always be the same thing.
Oh, no, they may not always be the same thing, and that's for sure. Sometimes you might read things from people who think that services, for example, should be open in the evening time, or that they should be open at the weekend to facilitate parents going to work. We have to think about, I don't think anybody would ever suggest that a school should be open in the evening time, or that a school should be open at the weekend to so that those parents can have arrangements in place to go to work. We need to think about early year services with that same lens. The early years, all of the research confirms how important it is and how formative it is in the lives of children. So we would never, ever confuse it as anything other than a really important place that children play and learn and grow in their early formative years.